confluence of technology and personality resides a select group of individuals. Those individuals are known as technologists, and they put their thoughts on the line for you.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Cohesity on the Line with myself, Chris Colati, field CTO slash principal technologist slash chief cook and bottle washer here at Cohesity. And I'm also joined always, as always, once again, with my esteemed colleague and also sort of shaved-headed friend, John Hildebrandt.
Chris, you flatter me way too much by calling me your colleague. We're more of just married at the hip, and
it was friend. That friend was
each other.
That friend was too much. So this episode is actually going to be a little bit of an announcement episode. So we've brought on a longtime friend of the family. How do we describe this person? Let's see. She's always smiling. I can't say that enough. But she's probably one of the most positive people we know around here. She handles all of the money, so we are really nice to her all of the time from her finance days. But Farah White, how are you, Farah?
Hi, everybody. I'm great. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to talk to you guys.
So Farah's had a little bit of a shift in her role. So I mentioned she used to do a lot of our budget and finance, and she still does. But she's actually taking over what is now being launched, or soon to be launched, or by the time you hear this, will be getting launched. The Cohesity user group. I almost said VMware user group. The Cohesity user group. So Farah, I think let's start out with telling us a little bit about, you know, the background and why are we doing this, and did we ever have anything before? Because I think we've had different events and whatnot around, but give us your take as to why this was so important to Cohesity to kind of launch a user group.
Yeah, thank you. So we actually have had a user group program that's been running, I think, almost 2 years now, called Cohesity Core. And it was a sort of a very organically grown program led by the field marketing team, along with the sales teams. And so this is really more of an evolution of a program we've already been running for a while that's been very successful in many of the regions. But really, I think we're at a time in the company's growth where we're ready to really roll this user group program out across the country, and in fact, across the globe, because our hope is that we'll be launching in Europe, in parts of Asia as well, over the next year.
Yeah, and I think we've actually looped in Patrick Redknapp, who works with us a little bit, to kind of head up, you know, how we're going to be, we'll get into how we're going to be helping you on our team. But I think Patrick's doing the EMEA side of that. So, which is really big. I think you don't want to launch this thing right away in the US only, and then and then have people from everywhere else say, what about us?
Exactly.
So one of the things that usually comes into the genesis of the user groups, you mentioned it was organic to begin with. And the steps that were finally there to finally push this to more of a finite product, more of a tangible product, if you will. What other sorts of things are we expecting beyond what we've already tried to do with that organic group within this user group concept now that we're going to start taking worldwide?
That's a great question. So again, up to this point, sort of the program that's been running has been, which has been awesome, but it's been a lot of, the structure's been a lot of the us as Cohesity providing updates and going through product launches with our customers. And the shift that we're making this year, which I think is a really exciting one, is that we're going to create a space where this is much more of a peer-to-peer type of interaction, which is, I think, in line with other, you know, large user groups in our industry. So that's really the shift that we'll be taking, and we'll be working with customers and hopefully customers who sign up to be leaders of these groups regionally, and we'll be working with them to kind of help make that shift.
Okay, so kind of mentioned things about the regions. Now, when I think of some of the other user groups that I've participated in, do you already have, are you planning on going with particular geographic regions, time zone regions, or just overarching, like, especially with like the world, are you just going to consider EMEA as just one large region, even though, you know, there's plenty of countries or particular places that could congregate folks for the user group at the same time?
Yeah. So actually, the hope is that one day we'll all be getting to meet in person again. Won't that be great? And so,
hey, we tell everybody now, they've probably heard on 3 podcasts, John and I are vaccinated. We have t-shirts. They say, hug me, I'm vaccinated. So put me on a plane. I'm ready to go.
Oh, we need to get more of those made.
I'm gonna laminate my vaccination card, print it out 4 different times, because I'm sure I'm gonna lose 3 of them on airplanes somewhere.
Exactly.
And just like put it on a t-shirt somewhere at the same time, kind of like those people who print up their ID on a t-shirt just to be that guy for TSA.
Sorry, little sidetrack there. But go ahead.
No, I love it, and congratulations to you both. Hopefully, mine will be this week or the next. So again, the idea is that eventually we'll be, you know, back in the world together, and we would like to build these user groups in areas where people can actually get together and network and, you know, share a beer after the session is over. And so we will be looking at regionally based groups. But at the same time, you know, I think the year of COVID has taught us that there's a lot that we can do virtually as well. So the plan will be to have, you know, there will be some type of virtual presence, as well as, you know, groups that are located near each other.
So what do you see, you know, the role and responsibility of the leaders? You mentioned these leaders, and I think other user groups that have been around for a long time, there's a different take on, you know, what the leaders are responsible for, and how the company who runs the user group, or really is the owner of the user group, you know, interacts or oversees it. So I think we had when we all met in Nashville a year ago, last time we all traveled, that was a big topic of the conversation, which was, how much did we as Cohesity want to be directly involved versus, you know, providing support? There's a very fine line there between supporting a user group and running a user group. And I think there was a lot of conversation on that. So where did we land on that as far as, you know, what is the company involvement going to be with the leaders?
You know, I think in the beginning, I mean, as with all things, in the beginning, I think we'll be, as a company, a little bit more involved. We'll be guiding some of the agendas, we'll be guiding the content. But really, the hope is that the leaders over time will step up and start to lead the type of content that they want to see, that their role will be to engage their group, to, you know, help grow the group as well. So, you know, of course, we'll help with that with customers that we have in the area. But this will also be a place for people who aren't our customers right now, but who are just curious about either our company or the topics that they're going to discuss. So again, much like the program itself, I think the role of the leader will evolve, but we'll be here to support them to do, you know, we plan to have some fun leader training, and of course, all the fun little things like, you know, cool swag and, you know, discounts on our new certification program and things like that. So we'll have lots of cool things that are there for the leader, and we'll help to develop the leader over time as well.
All right. So I guess that does beg the question, if we're going to start doing some of these events in smaller places, are we looking at potentially larger events involving these folks? If you think of some of the other groups that are out there, they may have a city-based group, but there are some regional gatherings that they do with other smaller groups in their particular region. Are we planning on helping to foster maybe some of the larger groups at some particular point as they combine? And again, we can travel and move about at some particular point, or are we just primarily going to focus on those smaller geographical regions in the beginning and see if it works itself to that?
You know, that's an interesting idea. I hadn't really thought about sort of the smaller groups moving into the bigger groups, but I guess I would leave it up to our group and see kind of where they want to take it. And I mean, I certainly think that sounds like a great idea. You know, there is a vision out in the future at some point of doing a user conference, maybe a baby one, a mini one. So I would love to actually see that happen next year. And I think we're at the point where we can accommodate that. So yeah, I think all those ideas are great. And I'll be also, you know, curious to hear from the customer leaders that we recruit, you know, what they think and what their vision is. Because again, a lot of this is trying to engage our customers and have them also tell us what type of support they're looking for.
So along those same lines, and I think this is a little bit of a cadence question. So when we first launched this, and John's right, there are a lot of groups that have, you know, their user conference for the larger area, and then they have all their local meetings and they happen monthly or whatever. What do you see the initial cadence being as these are ongoing, you know, or when they first start up? You know, are we looking at monthly? Are we looking at quarterly? I imagine you're going to be wrangling all of that to make sure the meetings happen. And how do you see that plan out?
Yeah, I think it's, I think in the beginning, at least, we're shooting for once a quarter per group. So, you know, we would love each of the groups to meet quarterly. And again, we will have proposed agendas. We'll have content to help support those meetings. We'll have subject matter experts available. Again, depending on what they would like to see. But once a quarter, I think, is reasonable. And after that, kind of see where it goes. We also realize, you know, everyone has a day job. So this is something else, you know, outside of what their normal job and responsibilities are. So we also don't want it to be too much of a burden. It should be something that's fun. It should be, you know, a venue where they learn something and also have some fun.
I think most people who volunteer, they realize it's a volunteer position, right? And I think that leads you mentioned a little bit of the benefit to the person, the people who are interested in being a leader, and that's something we can throw out here on this as we're coming close to the launch. But you know, you mentioned they're going to get things like, you know, access to potentially discounts to the certification program. I imagine that door is fairly wide open as we grow and things change. I mean, we can't really guarantee anything right now, but I mean, if there was a user conference, for example, you know, would leaders be able to go and things like that? I think, is there any, pretty much all ideas on the table as a benefit? Cause I think what's important, and this is not a little devil's advocate, but if somebody's volunteering, we see this in other user groups, right? They spend so much time volunteering and they literally get nothing for it. Right. And it really makes it hard to volunteer for it. And not that everybody does volunteer work out of the goodness of their heart. I mean, a lot of us do, but when it comes to stuff like this, where it's a company asking them to do it, I think we have to make sure that there is a clear benefit to, you know, to the folks that put in that time. So would you say that, you know, we'll be open to a lot of different things as it goes forward?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there will be some tangible benefits, you know, events, discounts on the certification program, swag, you know, invitations to functions we may be having as a company. But I think there's a lot of intangible benefits as well, which is, you know, there's a lot of career growth that can happen, especially for leaders in user groups. This is another place to increase their leadership skills, and there could be speaking opportunities. They'll have access to a lot of the Cohesity, you know, folks, leadership and product teams. So I think, you know, both are on the table, and hopefully our customers will see value.
Well, yeah, and I'll echo that based off the fact that if it wasn't for certain user groups, I probably wouldn't be in my current position that I'm at right now. So you are absolutely correct that whether it's just direct involvement, leadership, something to do with a user group, and then maybe forcing yourself up on the stage and getting over that stage fright and presenting to a group and just talking, who knows what doors it opens up? Because at the end, here I am in this particular position, all because I stood up in front of a bunch of people at a local VMUG in my area way back when, and it sparked something, and it's been burning ever since. So again, you know, it's a great opportunity. These user groups do always offer those sorts of capabilities, and it's up to the groups and the users of users and consumers of those groups to really make it happen at that particular point. And I really do hope that this sounds like it's a great, great thing for us as a company. And it sounds great as just for the users that are out there to, again, make another next step in their career that goes just beyond the technology itself, because you never know where you might end up.
No, and we've heard so many people talk about how user groups have helped their career. And I'm actually going to pick on Farah, because she is one of those people who doesn't like to get up and talk to people. She's struggling as we're doing this call, like fidgeting with her hair. She's got a glass of like white lightning or something, whatever it is, it's in a mason jar. So when you listen to this, just, you know, form your own opinions. But I think that's not, I actually says it's an opportunity for you, Farrah. I think you're now the face of this program for Cohesity. And frankly, you know, Lynn couldn't have picked anybody better, because I think when you do get comfortable in front of people, like, you will be one of those folks who shine on stage, or even just introducing it. Cause I think when we start this, or we go to have like a user conference and you introduce yourself as kind of the program manager, which I guess that really is your title. We didn't really cover that, but I guess you could be called the program manager for user groups. I think you'll see the benefit as well. I think there's a little hidden benefit there, because you really do hate talking to people on stage.
That is true. And I hate to admit, but that is, I do not like presenting. I'm a very much behind the scenes kind of person. I always have been. But one thing I will say, every company I've ever worked at, one of the things I have always enjoyed is talking to our customers. And this is actually how I evolved into this role. So that part I'm very excited about. The getting up in front of people, not so much, but connecting with our customers, I love doing that. And this is just another evolution for me.
Don't worry. We've got icebreakers. Most people don't realize that I hated public speaking for the longest time. So we got some stuff that'll help you. Let me touch on one other thing. So this isn't just about Cohesity. It's about customers. It's about potential customers. It's about people interested in technology. How open are we going to be? Obviously, we have a lot of partnerships with HP and Cisco and Pure. Are we going to integrate them, you know, at any point in time, or their thoughts on, you know, having them come in and actually not take over that meeting, but actually be, in a sense, a sponsor, right? There's a lot of these meetings and groups that they actually do get sponsorship from third parties, not just the company that owns the user group. What are your kind of thoughts on that? I mean, we have some pretty strong partnerships out there.
Absolutely. And I'm actually so glad you brought that up. Yes, we will be very welcoming of partners of many types. Of course, we don't want this to become a commercial for, you know, ourselves or our partners, but more of a, you know, in the spirit of collaboration and the spirit of learning from one another, 100%, will be invited. They will be included. As the program progresses, we'll find ways to tie them in that, again, provide value for everybody there. So yes, absolutely.
No, I think that's huge, because as we found, even with this particular format of the podcast, we obviously can't spend every episode talking about Cohesity. We talk about a lot of different topics and technology in general. And I think that's why we've had so much fun with it. And I think that's why the leaders will have a lot of fun with it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when we've polled customers in the past, I mean, one of the number one reasons why people join users groups is to learn. And so it's not just learning about our product, but just, you know, learning in general. And so that's kind of the environment I'm hoping to foster.
Yeah. So one of the things that I would like to ask as well, because we mentioned here about the, if you want to call it the third parties and the integration into it, when we get back to the physical trade show, are we planning on also maybe performing some gatherings of the users or the...
we know a group with a logo that called the gathering. I don't know. We may know some people. I'm not quite sure, but...
Yes, absolutely. 100% we will be planning user group gatherings when we do have trade shows and a lot of our customers are there, for sure.
Yeah, like I said, with Chris and ourselves, I mean, we already know people who can help foster.
We kind of excel at throwing parties.
Just good to have friends in high places like you
do. Oh, I got friends in low places too. Don't worry about that.
Well, you know, they always tell you that it's not what you know, but it's who you know.
Who you know. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're getting towards the end for this launch broadcast, but there's one other question I wanted to kind of pose to you, which is, how can we help? I mean, our team obviously has always been engaged with the different community members. By the time this airs, we will have done this year's VExpert appreciation program that we always do every year. So how do you want us to help at least evangelize it, drive it, you know, help support it? Like, what are the things that our team can actually do?
I think you just said it. I think the biggest thing...
That's a cop-out. No, you have to answer the question.
Well, I think the biggest help is really spreading the word. I know you guys have great following on social media, so that'll, of course, be a great help to us. And also, I'm hoping in the beginning, you guys will be included in some of our kickoff meetings and also help us with the leader training, because I think you both know really well how to engage groups, you know, how to get conversation going. You obviously know our products front and back. So I'll really be looking to lean on you guys to help develop our leaders, maybe even help us with, you know, develop the agendas and all the things that you guys are good at.
No, go ahead.
You know what I heard there? What? I heard we're going to be the people who present for her.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I heard too. Yeah, take a number. Submit a jury ticket for that. No,
I will start submitting my right away for your time.
No, I think this is great. I think it's time, and I think we should we can leave people with this. I think if there's folks that actually listen to this as we're getting close to launch or when this airs, if you are a Cohesity customer or interested in becoming a leader, I would say reach out to Farah. You can find her on LinkedIn, probably easier than Twitter. She's really not a big Twitter person. I'm not going to air her email address on here, but find her at farahwhite@cohesity.com or, you know, off of the LinkedIn side, but reach out to her. If you want to be a leader, or you're interested in it, that's the hardest thing, is to find people to volunteer. So we can plug it on this podcast so people can maybe express some interest to you. Other than that, any final thoughts, Farah, as far as when this program goes live?
Well, I think all I'll leave with you is that in June, I am planning a fun virtual launch event, and we will be blasting it all over social media. So I also hope you guys will join us for that. Mohit will be speaking as well. So it should be a really cool and fun event, and you'll get to see a lot more of sort of what we plan for this upcoming year.
Awesome.
All right.
Well, thanks for coming on, Farah, and announcing the program. And we will definitely see more. And I think there's going to be some other mediums we're going to bring some people on to, but we'll keep that a secret for now. We might do some video type stuff with you so then folks can actually see you as well as hear from you. So stay tuned for more of that. And thank you, everybody, for listening to this edition of On the Line from Cohesity.
Thank you, guys.